Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps to build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show. Hi, Samantha. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So happy to have you here. Tell us what you've been up to.
Really just writing like a madwoman. I'm just about to release the first book in a new series, and I'm writing the second book at the same time, so try not to get confused when people are asking me about the first book.
Yeah, oh my gosh. So we're going to talk about the new series. We're also going to talk about your summer release. We got a couple books we're going to talk about. We're also going to talk about your backlist titles. So let's talk about this new series, the Highland series. The Beyond the Thistles is the first book in the series, so tell us all about it.
So it's actually a spin-off to my last romantic suspense series, The Adair Family. I ran out of siblings in that family, but I loved the fictional world so much, I decided to continue with other characters. So the first series kicks off with two people we met in the last book. But if you haven't read The Adairs, you can just jump straight into this without having read them. And it's a single mum on the run, Scottish bodyguards, age gap, all the tropes, romantic suspense set in my beloved Scottish Highlands.
So what is your favorite thing about writing romantic suspense? Because I feel like there's like it's more plot driven. There's like you might be expected, like you have the suspense part, the mystery part, along with the romance part, which is like more complex than just regular than writing a regular contemporary romance, you know.
It is definitely more challenging, and I've written quite a lot of contemporary romances, and I did write a romantic suspense a few years ago, Hero, and I just love that extra element so much. So when I was thinking about where I was going next, I'm like, I'd love to try my hand at a full series of romantic suspense, and it's just, you know, it is definitely has its challenging days because you have to figure out how you're going to thread this suspense through the series without detracting from, you know, the push and pull between the romance, the main show, basically. I really enjoy that challenge. I really do.
I love this. All right, we got to talk about your other summer release, which is The Love Pod, which is coming out from Berkeley. Tell us the elevator pitch for that one.
It is about a young woman who was raised by hippie parents. She moves to New York and she doesn't like commitments of any kind. She's a professional line sitter, which means she waits in line for people for their iPhones, you know, sneakers. And she's also a costume character actor. So she dresses up like Disney princesses for parties, etc. And she meets this grumpy Upper West Side uncle at a Disney party for his niece. And from there, they engage in a fake dating plot to keep his family off his back because he's hit that age where they are just pushing him to get married. So he hires her to pretend to be his girlfriend for a few months just to give him a little bit of a break from his family. And inevitably, you know, they start to fall in love with each other, even though they are complete opposites. He is grumpy and she is most definitely sunshine.
Oh my gosh, I love this. I love that you just tap into this New York niche, a professional line, a professional, like doing all the side hustles. I have a lot of friends who are actors, who are creatives, who are just like artists and stuff like that. And it's this hustle. I lived in New York for 14 years and it's a certain kind of hustle that you just like, you create out of nothing. And like you go on Craigslist and look for these like odd end jobs. I've done it myself. I was a professional temp at one point, and I was like looking at these odd jobs that are just kind of like make ends meet, but they're just like, they're fun. They're really different. Like you can be a studio audience too. Then they pay you to like hundreds of dollars just to sit on the studio audience of a TV show.
That's amazing.
So I'm like, I'm very excited for this book. So I'm like, oh, it's going to be like a reminder.
Nostalgic. Yeah. Nostalgic. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's like, I think we were like, when you come up with romance, like occupations, like, is this a real occupation? I'm like, yeah, you'll be surprised.
I was so surprised when I started researching it. I was like, this is really a thing. Some people like have made companies where they just get people to go wait in line, and it's their company. They have a line sitting company. It's so amazing what you can do now. And it gets really hard to come up with occupations once you've hit, I think The Love Plot will be my 55th book. So it starts to get really hard to like keep it fresh and original. And I was just looking for jobs that someone like Star, the heroine, would, you know, have fun with. That she's such a people person. Like, that is definitely the kind of thing that she would do.
Oh my gosh, I love this. Speaking of 55 books, if you have read, you know, Beyond the Vessel and the Dare series, what other books should you recommend? Hint, on Dublin Street. This would be one of them.
It's definitely the one that I recommend the most, just because it is a reader favorite, you know. My most popular book, so on Dublin Street, which is also set in Scotland, and it's contemporary romance.
Yeah, it is. I've listened to it. I read them like 7 years ago. I was like, I was enthralled. Like, I was like, I need to go to Scotland. I need to go to Dublin Street. I need to go to Jamaica Lane. I need to go to all these places. And then I re-listened to them a few years ago, and the audiobooks are excellent because there are some accents and I'm like, oh, so this is how things are said.
I'm so glad that you love the audiobooks. You know, I am a latecomer to audiobooks. I didn't used to listen to them. Yeah. I remember like books on tape when I was younger and hating them. And audiobooks have come a long way. Yeah. And I am now a convert. So it makes me excited when people like the audiobook.
Yeah. So it's great. It's a great, I think it's like if you read a story that you love and you go back and you're like, oh, actually like reread it as an audiobook, it's just like a different experience. And it's a great introduction to audiobooks too, because then you're like, you don't have to, you realize you can follow along with the story or you can do other things and it gets you going. So
definitely. Well, that's great. Thank you.
Awesome. So let's talk some book recommendations. Do you have any books to recommend our listeners to pick up?
Oh, so many. It's really hard to narrow it down, but one of my favorite series, and I've been lucky to read early copies right now, is the Lost and Found series by Catherine Cowles. The first book is just released, Whispers of You. It's romantic suspense, small town, and she just has a way of pulling you into a story from the very first page. That prologue of Whispers of You, my heart was racing. I was emotional. I remember like voice messaging her and like, what are you doing to me? This is just the prologue. How can you possibly pull off this much emotion in just a few pages? So I highly recommend that series. And book two, Echoes of You, is coming out May 2nd. So it's a great time to start reading that one. So that's top of my recommendations. I'm trying to think. I have a few. Another one coming out May 2nd is Fourth Wing by Rebecca Yarros. Mm-hmm. It's a fantasy romance, and it's about a college for dragon riders, and it is just one of my favorite reads ever. If you love fantasy romance, it's, you know, heart-pounding action, amazing enemies to lovers romance, and it's just it's a very unique world, which is hard to do in fantasy now, so highly recommend that series as well.
Oh my gosh, adding both books into my queue. I know that Catherine Cowles, the second book, I actually just pre-ordered, so I'm looking forward to it. Awesome. So, Samantha, tell us where you can find you online.
Oh, you can find me online on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all at author Samantha Young. And I have my website, which is www.authorsamanthayoung.com.
Thank you, Samantha, for being on the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other book recommendations, please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com. Thank you so much for listening and happy reading.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.